This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. And on this episode, I am about to take you on a festive journey throughout our entire great state of Maryland and tell you what Maryland has to offer in the month of December to get you amped up for the holidays. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a magical adventure, so sit back and enjoy. If you care to take a magical train ride or maybe take your dog to see Christmas lights, perhaps stroll through some beautiful lit gardens, having a Christmas tea with your child and teddy bears, plunging into freezing cold waters with Santa for a good cause, sliding down some ice sculptures at the Gaylord, or experiencing an Eastern Shore Christmas with Santa and friends, I have got your holidays covered for the great state of Maryland. Let's head out to the western part of Maryland, to Western Maryland's Scenic Railroad. You can relive the Polar Express movie on Western Maryland Scenic Railroad's nonstop ride to the North Pole. This is so cool. On this 65-minute adventure, passengers will listen to sounds of the movie as they sip on hot cocoa, munch on some cookies, and read along to the children's story, The Polar Express. Along the ride, Santa and his helpers will give each child a silver sleigh bell to celebrate the holidays. The Merry Adventure, well, it started in November, but the magic continues through December 23rd. Tickets are $50 to $80 for children and $60 to $85 for adults, depending on where you would like to sit and what day you want to travel. So be sure to grab your spot by visiting WMSR.com. Don't forget to wear your PJs for the most magical ride of your life. This is in Cumberland, Maryland, so you can board the Polar Express train. It started in November, like I said, and it goes through December 23rd. And it comes to life when the train departs Western Maryland Railway Station for a 65-minute round-trip journey to the North Pole. So you're going to be on this train, right? You're going to be listening to the sounds of the Polar Express. You get hot cocoa. You get cookies. You get to read along with the classic children's book, The Polar Express by Chris Van Allsburg. Santa and his helpers are there to greet you right there on board. They give you that sleigh bell, and the journey is just going through, and you've got so many fun things to look forward to. You get to watch parts of the movie, listen to parts of the movie, and this really is magical because your kids will feel like they are on the Polar Express. www.wmrs.com. Very cool. If you are still into trains and you want to be in Baltimore, B&O's Magical Holiday Express 2019, Tidings in Transit, presented by BGE. It goes until December 31st, Monday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They are closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. But the B&O Railroad Museum's month-long holiday spectacular is back, and this year they're diving into the history of the railroad to deliver festive tidings of joy and giving. Magical Holiday Express 2019, Tidings in Transit, celebrates both the story of the B&O and the spirit of giving by festively highlighting the four major regions along the railroad's original route and raising donations for four wonderful charities along the way. So you can join them each week as they journey from Ohio to West Virginia to Western Maryland and then to Baltimore. You can enjoy treats and traditions because no matter where you're from, the B&O Railroad Museum should always feel like home. The fun thing about this, take those kids because they've got train rides with Santa and Frosty the Snowman, and the princesses are coming. The princesses are coming on December 28th and 29th. You can even enjoy breakfast with Santa on weekends throughout December. Just visit www.borail.org. That's borail.org. Again, that's Monday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sundays 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and you can go and enjoy all of the train activity with your loved ones. Some of the best light displays that I happen to find through Maryland, we're going to start in Columbia, Maryland. Merriweather Symphony of Lights at Merriweather Post Pavilion. It runs through New Year's Day. So if you ever feel like it's too cold to go see holiday lights, well, you can think again. You can walk or You can drive through the Symphony of Lights in Columbia. The pavilion grounds are decorated with more than 100 custom light displays featuring all of your favorite holiday characters and themes. Symphony of Lights will also be hosting special theme nights, including a family night, an evening just for the pups, and a fireworks event. Visit MerriweatherLights.com for schedules and tickets. It's $20 per vehicle, cash and credit, and a portion goes to Howard County General Hospital. Now, Tail Lights, that one that you can take your doggies to, Tail Lights is Monday, December 9th. You can go with your family, friends, and your dogs, and that runs from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. This is Merriweather Post Pavilion, 10475 Little Patuxent Parkway in Columbia, and it goes until January 1st. Weekday hours are 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., and then the weekends are 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. From what I'm hearing, you want to try to get there as early as possible because the lines driving in could be quite long. So use the bathroom before you head over to view the Symphony of Lights at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Another local favorite here in Baltimore is 34th Street Hamden. This little neighborhood in Baltimore has put on a major display since 1947. Inspired by the famous Miracle on 34th Street movie, 34th Street in Baltimore has become one of the most popular light displays in Maryland. In addition to lights, the community features unique art and model train displays. You can go to ChristmasStreet.com website for information about parking. So how did this all get started? Well, Bob Hosier says he could live on a dead-end street in the desert and still do this. He's the guy that started it all. It started back with his humble beginnings when he was a teenager and lived in Northeast Baltimore. He placed a string of lights on a tree in the family yard. And, well, as they say, the rest is history, right? Darlene Hughes's family also decorated her home on 34th Street, so it only seemed fitting that these two would meet, get married over 25 years now, and start the tradition that is what everyone now refers to as the Miracle on 34th Street, which, by the way, happens to be Darlene's favorite movie, along with It is a Wonderful Life. So 34th Street in Hamden. Again, you can go to ChristmasStreet.com to learn more. Festival of Lights at the Washington, D.C. Temple in Bethesda. Every year, the campus of the D.C. Temple goes all out for the Christmas holidays. In addition to 650,000 lights, visitors can visit a life-size nativity, international creches, and enjoy live entertainment from community and school groups from around the region. No tickets are needed to view these lights. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Festival of Lights at the Washington, D.C. Temple in Bethesda, Maryland. Over to the Garden of Lights at Brookside Gardens. With more than 1 million LED lights, Brookside Gardens is one of the largest holiday displays in Maryland. The park's garden features a variety of animal and plant designs, and almost every tree is draped in lights. The indoor conservatory houses a train display featuring popular locations in Montgomery County. You want to dress warm because you're going to be walking around in the cold, and you want to try to beat the crowds and get there early. Go to montgomeryparks.org to get more information. This is a winter wonderland, pretty much, for the 22nd year of Garden of Lights in Brookside Gardens. Twinkling lights and glimmering displays dot the paths and flower beds throughout the 50 acres in Wheaton, Maryland. More than 1 million dazzling and colorful LED lights are hand woven into original works depicting animals, flowers, and other natural elements. New this year is the exhibit's first computerized light display, matching lights with music, fog, bubbles, and selfie stations to get that perfect family holiday photo, because that is so important. People love to take their pictures, right? So you can do that at Brookside Gardens in Wheaton, Maryland. And again, the website is www.montgomeryparks.org to head over to Wheaton, Maryland and see the Garden of Lights holiday display at Brookside Gardens. Over to the Festival of Lights at Watkins Regional Park. This drive-through lights display in Prince George's County is one of the most unique in Maryland, located at Watkins Park. It features 2.5 million lights and a 54-foot LED musical Christmas tree. You can pick up your free festival spectacles available while supplies last to view the lights in holograms. So cool. And you can go to www.mncppc.org or look for on Google Watkins Regional Park in Prince George's County. And they have a list of events and special admissions policies as well. If you're looking for some fun ornaments, well, an annual ornament show and sale, unique and affordable ornaments by regional artists are beautifully hung on trees displayed in the main gallery of the arts building back for the 11th year. We're talking about Solomons, Maryland. Some dates coincide with the very popular Garden of Lights and other holiday events, so you can kind of roll things into one. It is at the Anne Marie Sculpture Garden and Art Center, and that's in Solomons, Maryland, 13470 Dowell Road, and you can go to annemariegarden.org. Again, if you want to get some fun, different, locally made ornaments supporting local artists from Maryland, well, that's the place to go. Again, the annual ornament show and sale, annemariegarden.org. And we've got to talk about Six Flags America Holiday in the Park. This dazzling winter spectacular will make your holiday shine with more than a million glittering lights, holiday entertainment, delicious seasonal treats, visit with Santa and theme park rides, weekends and select days. You've got rides, Santa, shows, food, games, and more galore. That is sixflags.com. 13710 Central Avenue, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774, sixflags.com. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, I'm going to head on over to the Eastern Shore. Let's talk all about Christmas in St. Michael's. That's coming up next. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, FineFix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The FineFix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So, Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on? Even when you're not there to listen to it?
What stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect. Hey, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. And I've been talking to you about our great state of Maryland and all that it has to offer for the holidays. Over to the Eastern Shore in St. Michael's, the mission of Christmas in St. Michael's is to provide resources to help local nonprofit groups enhance the quality of life for the residents of the Bay 100 community. In 1987, a group of energetic volunteers recognized the need for daycare services in the community. A daycare center was established, and since that time, this annual fundraising weekend event has raised more than $1.4 million for local nonprofit organizations. For 33 years, funds raised have benefited local citizens of all ages, from the Talbot Street Parade to the annual Yuletide Party to Breakfast with Santa. St. Michael's Christmas is festive and joyous. Well, if you're looking for some really good food, the turkey is roasting. Head on over to Union United Methodist Church for an old-fashioned Eastern Shore Christmas dinner. Yum. Culinary skill combined with a love of cooking, camaraderie, and friendship presents a traditional holiday dinner as you've not ever experienced. Lots of homemade side dishes and desserts complete the menu. Whether you eat your meal at the parish hall or order carryout, you will surely enjoy this classic over-the-top feast, and that takes place Saturday, December 14th, 11 to 3, Union United Methodist Church, Parish Hall, 100 Fremont Street. Well, bright and early on Saturday morning, morning, Breakfast with Santa will entertain children and adults as Santa and Mrs. Claus visit with each child to review their very own wish list. While waiting to visit with Santa, Cascading Carlos will dazzle you with his juggling act and so much more. Please join all for the fun at the St. Michael's Inn, located at 1228 South Talbot Street. They have a free shuttle service that will be available from the school parking lot to and from the St. Michael's Inn, and parents, grandparents, and children alike are invited to enjoy a full child-friendly hot breakfast and be right there to see their faces light up when Santa comes in. Families can all sit together, parents, grandparents, cousins, and all. Children's 4 years old and under must be accompanied by a paying adult. Those parents who will not be joining their children for breakfast will be asked to remain on site during breakfast. All children must be accompanied to the restaurant by an adult, and each child will get a cute little goodie bag. So it is a new location. It's at the St. Michael's Inn on Talbot Street, starting at 8 a.m. Saturday, December 14th. It goes until 10 a.m. St. Michael's Inn, 1228 South Talbot Street, $10 per child, $12 per adult. You can order them online, and you can definitely go check out the St. Michael's Inn on Google. Or you can email info@christmasinstmichaels.org. Over to National Harbor. It's Christmas on the Potomac at Gaylord National. National Harbor transforms into a winter wonderland that offers unique ways to spend time with loved ones. Take in the illumination of their 56-foot Christmas tree. Walk through 2 million pounds of frozen sculptures at ice and take care of holiday shopping all in one place. Ongoing offers and events ensure you'll have something to do every day of the season. December 14th, you can ride the Capitol Wheel with Santa and watch Polar Express and see fireworks too. Also, be sure to catch Cirque Dreams Holidays. Visit www.nationalharbor.com for more information. Well, if you're ready to jump on in and get frozen, you can do a Santa swim at Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay. Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay Golf Resort, Spa, and Marina will host the annual Santa Swim on December 14th to benefit the Care and Share Fund, a 501c3 organization dedicated to raising funds for local individuals and families in need. Local community members will participate by taking a swim in the chilled waters of the Choptank River to raise money for the organization. Each participant will receive a Santa hat, and Santa, Mrs. Claus, and their North Pole helpers will be on site to pass out towels to each participant following their swim. For those wanting to give back to the Care and Share Fund without braving the chilly waters of the Choptank River, the resort will also provide the Hot Tub Club. People who make a monetary donation to the organization will be able to enjoy one of the resort's relaxing hot tubs throughout the event. The Santa Swim will take place Saturday, December 14th, with on-site registration taking place at 9:15 a.m., where each participant will receive a Santa hat. And again, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and their little helpers will lead the participants to the dock at 10 a.m. You can visit careandsharefund.org for more information on that. Also, if you want to just get a little bit of a holiday workout, it's the Holiday Hustle 5K, Sunday, December 15th, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m., Harford Community College, 401 Thomas Run Road, Bel Air, Maryland. Celebrate the holidays with family and friends at the Holiday Hustle 5K. Holiday attire is encouraged. There are even awards for the best dressed. All participants receive a custom palm beanie, finisher metal ornament, and chip timing. Stick around after for some hot cocoa and awards. It may end up being the least stressful day of the holiday season. You'll feel so good, but I'd be careful running around in that Santa suit. You could get overheated. And we've got a little fun for the youngsters. Why don't you have some Christmas teddy bear tea? Petite party goers and adults will indulge in hot chocolate tea scones, an array of tea sandwiches, fluffernutters and ham and cheese, and assorted festive desserts. A holiday story will be read, and guests may tour the decorated farmhouse as well as the museum grounds. Be sure to bring your favorite teddy bear or stuffed animal for this holiday tea. Make sure that you know that there's special parking needs, and let them know that if you have any special requests. And also, peanut butter will be served. So if you have allergies, be on the lookout for that too. Well, where is this, you're asking? It's the Stepping Stone Farm Museum, 161 Quaker Bottom Road, Havre de Grace, 21078. And that's Sunday, December 15th, 2 until 2:30 in the afternoon. Again, Stepping Stone Farm Museum. Lots of holiday fun there. Now let's head on down Ocean Hunt to Ocean City, Maryland for the Winterfest of Lights. Visit Ocean City's Winterfest of Lights, located at beautiful Northside Park, 125th Street in the Bay. This popular outdoor event is celebrating its 27th year and will put you in the mood for the holiday season. Board the Winterfest Express and prepare to be whisked into a magical land of spectacular lights. This mile-long journey is accompanied by music that can be enjoyed by children of all ages. Sing along while enjoying such displays as the 12 Days of Christmas, Santa's Workshop, The Wizard of Oz, and an amazing twinkling Christmas tree. After your ride, visit the Winterfest Pavilion, where you can warm up with a hot cocoa while you browse the gift shop. Santa is available for photos every night through December 23rd. Winterfest of Lights will also become center stage for Ocean City's New Year's Eve celebration, including a live DJ, giveaways, and fireworks. Advance tickets will be available at Northside Park, 125th, and the Ocean City Convention Center, 40th Street, during business hours in December. Admission is $5 for those 12 years and older, and free for those 11 years and younger. You can get more information at ococean.com and have a fun little Eastern Shore Christmas. Over to Lisbon, Maryland, the Great Lisbon Farmers Feed the Hungry Christmas Parade, featuring tractors followed by saddle horses, followed by carriage horses. Saturday, December 14th at noon, the Great Lisbon Farmers Feed the Hungry Christmas Parade, presented by the Howard County Farm Bureau to benefit the Howard County Food Bank, Carroll County Food Sunday, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, Lisbon Volunteer Fire Company. This is a local community hailing from both equine and agriculture backgrounds who have come together to present this great event, the Great Lisbon Farmers Feed the Hungry Christmas Parade. It started in 2011. The Lisbon Christmas Horse Parade has grown to include more than horses, carriages, and the people who ride them. It's grown to include the local farmers and more, which is just oh so important. So the Great Lisbon Farmers Feed the Hungry Christmas Parade, again, Saturday, December 14th at noon. Well, if you want to get into some spirit, you can always check out David DuBois and the Huns in Crabs for Christmas. Remember that little song, Crabs for Christmas? I'm going to give you a little sample of that in just a moment. Well, the Rockettes may be coming to Baltimore. At the Cabaret at Germano's, they're celebrating Christmas Ballmer style. It's a crazy carnival of crabby Christmas carols, audience participation, surprises, and fun for all ages. David DuBois will be performing hits from his album Crabs for Christmas for 20 years, plus premiering new songs. Joining David will be Da Huns and special guest David Z, an award-winning composer, recording artist, and performer with national credits. Just go to germanospiattini.com. That's germanospiattini.com. I have actually been to Germano's to see a show, and it's really fun. Great food. You sit there and you listen to some fun tunes. So it's just a great night out right there in Little Italy in the heart of Baltimore City. Well, I have had a great time exploring Maryland with you and going through all of these fun festive events. And man, we have a plethora of them, right? So much that Maryland has to offer around the holiday season. This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. Ho, ho, ho. I'm Meredith Marks.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, Fine Fix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The Fine Fix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, Tether, Latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.